Hello, welcome back to Restored Mama. I am so happy to be back. It has been a while. I have been so sick. I couldn't even talk. I would start talking and I'd start coughing. It was bad. It was like a month. But I'm back. I'm on it. I missed you all and I missed this so much. It made me realize just how much I love what I do. That I'm healthy and I'm back and I'm good to go. I am so excited for today. I'm actually going to get pretty vulnerable with you. I'm going to talk about feelings of failure, of burnout, defeat, and when I felt that very recently, actually. So we're going to talk through that, and I'm going to talk about what I did and what you can do to help yourself with those feelings and those emotions that are destined to happen at some point, as sad as that is. Are you ready? Here we go. Hey Mama, welcome to Restored Mama. Do you wish your days didn't go by in a blur because you are so busy? Ready to kill it as a homeschool mom trying to juggle home, family, and business as well? Does it feel like you're just trying to survive the day until you put your kids to bed? Do you need a time management strategy to balance it all? Hey, I'm Jen. I too was a mom that was trying to do it all, but accomplishing nothing. I too felt worn out and drained and wished for freedom and balance in my life. I wanted to enjoy life and live out the calling God placed on me, but I kept telling myself life was always going to be this busy and I would never escape being that hot mess mom who lost her identity to motherhood. Until I found structure and time management strategies that actually work. In this podcast, you will find ways to prioritize to help you balance it all, learn habits to bring ease in your day, God-centered conversations to help you focus on what is really important, and ways to enjoy motherhood so that you will be able to go to bed feeling accomplished and loving life again. Warm up that cold coffee, kick up your feet. You deserve a break.
Just a quick family update for all of you who have been following along. I'm pregnant with twins, if you didn't know that already. We found out that we're having two more boys. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. In the ultrasound, I told God, what are you doing to me? Four boys, 3 years and under. How am I going to do this? I don't know how I can manage this. I can handle a lot, but I don't think I can handle that. That is a lot, a whole lot. But after I wrapped my head around it and started thanking God for these twin boys that I know are going to be just as rambunctious as the boys I already have, I started thinking about what is going to be like. And I am so excited. These boys are going to be best friends. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. My house is going to be loud, rambunctious, and it's going to be fun. So four boys, 3 years and under here in just a couple more months. I don't know what I'm going to do, but it's going to be amazing. So I was sick for like a month and I could not record. I couldn't even talk. If I started talking, I started coughing. And I was so sad. It made me really sad not to get on here and record. So I'm excited to be back talking with all of you mamas. Another big thing that happened during this whole sick stage is we decided to sell our house. We are going to sell our house. We just moved here like 7 months ago, but we can't fit everybody in here, and we would rather move before the twins are born than move all of the kids while the twins are here. And I have newborns and I'm recovering and exhausted. So we are selling the house and we're moving. I don't know if it's going to happen before the twins come or not. It's our goal. We'll see what God does, but we are going through the process. We're getting our house ready to put on the market here another week or two, depending on how long it takes to finish painting the stuff that we had started and hadn't gotten finished yet, because we thought we had 3 to 5 years to do the updates we wanted to do. We are doing it now and doing it quick. So I'm packing up all the odds and ends again. We're painting, we're cleaning up because the winter just makes things a mess out here. So we're cleaning up the outside, making it beautiful again, and we're going to put it on the market and see what we can do. We don't have another house lined up yet, but I know God's got something for us, and I'm feeling good and excited and peace about the whole situation, and I'll keep you updated. Pretty crazy. I did not imagine myself moving again in such a short time, but God knew what was going on. All right, let's dive into today's topic. Feelings of failure, burnout, and defeat. Have you ever felt that?
I know I have at multiple times and multiple seasons, but I actually felt that recently. You know, I just told you that we're putting our house up for sale and we're having twins, which means 4 boys, 3 years and under. I can't do it all. I know I can do a lot, and that's what this podcast is all about, being able to manage all the things, but it doesn't mean I can do everything. Something has to give. And in this season, the thing that had to give was our nonprofit. And that makes me really sad. I actually cried a little bit. This has been a dream and a vision that God has given me ever since I was 14 years old, is when it all started. I didn't know how it was going to look, how it was going to end up, when it was going to happen. And here in Idaho, when we moved and things got started, it was so exciting to see that dream come to fruition. And it didn't get big all of a sudden. It didn't go crazy and just blow up and we help all these people. It started off very slow, and that's okay. But I knew it's starting. That is what I wanted. And I know where it's going to end up. And that's just the direction I'm going to head. Well, finding out that we were having twins and not having the finances to be able to get a large property with a house that's going to fit us all and our animals and all the things, we knew something had to give. And we prayed about it and we thought through it logistically, emotionally, physically, very, very intense prayers and crying out to God, tears and all the things, all the emotions, and it was very clear what needed to happen in this season. And God made it very clear that it's just going to be a season. It's not going to be forever. That dream, that vision that he gave me is true and accurate, and he has promised that to me. And so he made it clear I need to stand on that promise. But this is not the season. We got rid of the horses. Not fully got rid of. They're at my brother and sister-in-law's house, which they live pretty close to us, so we can go see them. We can go hang out with them. Not a big deal. But we don't have to care for them. We don't have to pay to feed them. And they're going to have a really good home. It's going to be a much better home than what they had out here. A huge pasture to graze on. It's going to be good for them. And we got rid of a couple dogs. Now it's just down to our family and our dog. It was, I don't know exactly how to even put it into words. It was devastating. It was terrifying. It was heartbreaking, but also exciting. I had all of the feels all at once, but I was also hopeful because God made it so clear in my time with him what was supposed to happen. So the nonprofit is put on hold for now, and it'll just be a season. I don't know how long the season is going to be. Probably a good 2 years is my assumption, maybe a little bit more. I know the first 2 years with twins from all of my friends who have had twins, my family who have had twins, they've all said the first 2 years are the hardest. And maybe they will be super hard, maybe they won't be. And God is just going to give me so much grace during this season. But no matter what, I know I cannot get out and take care of horses. I'm not going to be able to ride them. I'm not going to be able to work with others on them. This is the season for the next couple years at least. And we'll see what God does after that. But for now, that's where we're at. During this whole time frame of really deciding and digging in deep and praying on what to do about this whole situation, because I knew the physical limitations of myself now pregnant and once the twins come, the time limitations and all the things, I knew what it meant, but I didn't want to admit it. And that led me to feelings of failure and defeat. The burnout, I didn't feel burnt out. I felt burnt out for other reasons, and we're going to get more into that. But I really felt like I failed, and I felt defeated. God, I have been working so hard to get here. I have been doing so much to try to get this nonprofit started. I have been doing this, I have been doing that, and I have been working so hard. And things are finally starting to come together, and now it's like we're backtracking. And then I realized, wait a minute. I've been saying, I have been working so hard. I have been doing this. But God, what are you doing in this situation? What are you doing in this season? So I had to take a step back and I had to pause. And I had to say, okay, God, this is your vision. This is your dream. not just mine. You are the one who gave it to me. So what is it that you are doing? What are you doing with this dream? And I had to sit there and I had to listen. He told me he's doing something amazing. And I don't know when or how, but I know it's got to be on him. And it can't be the work that I do. It's the work that he does through me and through my family, which means now we just wait and we focus on the season that we're in right now and we see what he does in the future. But I really felt like I failed and I was so defeated in that moment. But I knew I didn't fail and I wasn't defeated because God is on my side. This is his dream, his vision, his plan for my life. It is going to come to pass. I gave it up to him. I said, okay, God, it's all yours. And it didn't mean those feelings and emotions left immediately. But they were diminished. And day by day, as I kept giving it to him, I started getting more peace and more excitement for this current season. And more excitement to see how amazing God is going to show his hand in our life with my family, but also with this nonprofit in the future and whatever that means. So I felt failed. I felt defeated, but I wasn't because God is on my side and I have given it up to him. So I had to sit there and I had to trust God and I had to declare and I had to thank him for his provisions and his faithfulness for our family. I don't know how we're going to buy a new house. We haven't lived here long enough to have equity in this home. I don't know how any of this is going to happen. I have no idea what the next step is, but I know God will show me. And so we're just taking it step by step. The next leading, the next prompting that he gives us, that's what we do. And we just keep putting one foot in front of the other and seeing what he's going to do next. But we have to put our complete trust in him with this nonprofit, with our family, with our living situation, with all of it. I was just in this season. I feel like it was only 7-ish months ago. No, probably closer to 9 or 10 months because of the whole house buying process. But I was just in this season and God showed me how much I can trust him. So it makes it now being in that same type of situation so much easier because he came through in an amazing way. And I know it's going to happen again. And I know it's going to happen with that nonprofit. And he has promised to be faithful. And he has made a promise to me about what our future holds. So I just stood on his promises and his faithfulness. And I continue to trust in him. I knew I needed to stop the lies. The lies that the enemy was telling me. The enemy was telling me I had failed. That I was defeated. That I didn't hear God right all these years. Was it just me? Was it just my thoughts, my visions, my dreams? Was it just me? No, I had to stop the lies. I know what God has promised. I know what he has said. I never have known the steps that it would take to get to the end result, but he has shown me that end result and he has promised it to me. I just know where all this ends up. I don't know how we get there. We may feel like defeat and failure. It could just be what I needed to learn something to help someone else in the future. Or maybe this transition was needed to get to the next steps. I have no idea. And I could ask why all day long. And maybe I'll find out someday and maybe I won't. All I know is we have been following where God has led us. It hasn't always been easy, but he has been there every step of the way and has gotten us through every season and through it all. We have amazing testimonies of his goodness, his faithfulness, his provision, his blessings, and amazing moments. Absolutely amazing, miraculous moments that can only be attributed to him. And had we just taken our own steps and not trusted him and followed his guidance, we wouldn't have that. I wouldn't have all the testimonies of his goodness if we had not been on the journey that we've been on. Now, I'm not saying the difficult, horrible circumstances I've gone through, the massive challenges, the massive, horrible, difficult diagnoses, they weren't given to me by God, but they were used by him in mighty ways. Have you heard the story of Corrie ten Boom?
She was in a con... Now, you might have to go back and read this. I might butcher it. It's been a while. But I do love the story. She was in a concentration camp, and the barracks that she was in, they were infested with fleas and lice. So gross. No thank you. It was because of all the cramped living conditions, the poor sanitary conditions. I mean, it was a concentration camp. Of course it wasn't clean. Her sister was there with her. I think it was her sister or her cousin, somebody. And she told Corrie ten Boom that she needed to thank God for the fleas and lice. And Corrie said, no, I'm not going to thank God for that. I can't thank God for fleas and lice. But you know what God did with those fleas and that lice? I don't know if he actually put them in their barracks or not. I don't know. Probably not. Just the circumstances. But God said, look at these circumstances and look what I can do through it. He used them. It's because of them that then the guards wouldn't go in the barracks because of the fleas and lice. That is what gave them the ability to have a Bible, to be able to read the Bible and spend time with God. Our old house before we moved here, it was infested with mice. I think I told you about that. They had lived in the attic and walls for years before we even started renting that house out. And it seemed impossible to get rid of them. It really was. We even had an exterminator come out. I can't think of a single reason to thank God for them. So I couldn't imagine being in a flea and lice infested small barrack and saying, thank you, God, for these. I probably never will thank God for the mice. I had one mouse in this house and it was like PTSD all over again. But I did learn a lot from that season. And I bet when we end up getting our big property, I'll be much more prepared for situations that come because mice, it just happens. But those fleas and those lice that were in the barracks is what transformed so many of those girls' lives in those barracks. I really encourage you to go back and read that story because it is just amazing what God did through some gross fleas and lice. But back to the real reason for this episode, I was having major feelings of failure and defeat. We just bought this place. We're just getting started on the nonprofit. I could finally see things happening. Kids were getting older. I had more flexibility. I could start finally doing more with it. And then the twins happened. Surprise! I've gone through all of my varied emotions with this pregnancy. But they weren't a surprise to God, though. He saw this long ago and set everything up perfectly for us. So recently, as I struggled with all these feelings of failure and defeat because of having to pause this nonprofit, now it's just a pause. It's not a stop. I know things are coming. But how can we support a family of 7 kids? How can we live in this small house? How can we do what God has called us to do with 2 more kids and not enough finances, not enough time? I got myself into this pity party, not because of the twins or the pregnancy. I'm so excited. And any doubts, any fears, they're all gone. I'm so excited for these kids to join our family. The pity party wasn't about the twins. It was about me feeling like I failed in what God was asking me to do. He's asked me and he has called me to this nonprofit and I failed. I can't do it right now. I failed. But then I got really sick. The hospital test showed influenza B, whatever that means. All I know, it was a horrible, horrible flu. I was dead to the world for a week. Fever, I have 104. I spent a day in the ER to make sure twins were good due to the fever. It was bad. And then for basically the next month, I had a sinus infection from all the congestion, a cough that just wouldn't quit. I couldn't even talk, like I said. I couldn't do anything. I had no energy. That on top of pregnancy, I was shot. Nothing was happening. Nothing was getting done. This all came on right after I was throwing a pity party to God and feeling massive burnout and defeat. This next episode, tune in, I'll get really into the burnout aspect of things. But God didn't make me sick. He sure used it to get my attention, though, to show me my pity party that I was playing for myself, the burnout that I was feeling, and to show me that I needed to just focus on Him. Because I physically could not do anything. Mentally, my brain was not functioning. I couldn't do anything. My head, my eyes, my body, it hurt so much. So I just spent time thinking and praying. And had I not gotten sick, I wouldn't have paused. I wouldn't have stopped everything and done this. I spend time with God every day, but it's different. It's different than just stopping everything and focusing on Him completely and intentionally. Now, for me, it was forcefully because I couldn't do anything. But during this time, God showed me that I was doing too much. Remember how I have a word of the year each year? Well, when I asked God what my word and Bible verse should be for 2024, he told me, rest. Now, when you hear rest, you think sitting, relaxing, and just like hanging out, right? Well, I did some research. I studied what rest truly was in a biblical sense, not just in a worldly sense. It's not just sitting and doing nothing, not just sitting and relaxing. When you're resting in the biblical sense, you are still working and putting forth effort, but you aren't striving. You're not pushing. You're not forcing it. You're resting in God's promises. You're trusting and putting your faith in Him. You're resting in Him and His work and all He has done. He has already put the work forward. You're just walking it out. The past couple months, I lost sight of that. I was pushing, forcing, striving, instead of just resting in the work that God has already done, and then doing simply what He has asked me to do. So if you're part of the Restored Mama Facebook group, you might have seen my post. I stopped social media. The group is still there, and I get on to check, and I just made a post yesterday. I just stopped. I just stopped posting. I hate social media. I don't think I've made that a secret. It was something that I felt I had to do, and I was forcing it each time, and I just didn't want to do it. And God told me to stop, so I did. It's also there. I didn't delete it. I still get on, but it's not something that I have to do. It's not something that I am making myself do. It's something that people told me I had to do because I have a business, and I believed it. But my business is not my own. My business is God's. And if He told me to stop social media, I'm going to stop social media and see what He can do with that. So I just went back to the basics, what God told me to do from the start. I can finally talk again, so I'm back recording because this is what He told me to do from the start. I enjoy it. I miss it when I'm not on here. I never felt burnt out from this. It's probably because it's what He called me to do. So as I address the burnout like God was showing me, again, I'll talk more next episode on that, the rest of the things in our family started to get addressed. And now we're in another big season, about 3 years sooner than we'd planned, and not in the same direction we had planned. Got rid of the horses, animals. It's just a lot different than what we had seen. We're going to give up the land and move to a small lot so we can have a bigger house. And that is definitely not where we saw ourselves going, but that's what we need to do. We're pausing the nonprofit. That's not what we saw happening, but it's what we need to do. I just don't know when it's happening or how, but for now, I know we didn't fail. We aren't defeated. God has a plan. And I'm just going to take it a step at a time and see what God does next. If you're feeling like a failure, if you're feeling defeated, maybe God has given you a vision or a dream of what He wants you to do. I want you to know, Mama, you're not a failure. You are not defeated. God has a plan. And often we can't see the whole picture. I have been given a vision of what this ends up looking like, but I don't know the steps to get there. Maybe you don't even know what it ends up looking like, and you have no idea what the steps to get there are. That's okay. You have this vision, you have this dream that God has given you. Even if that next step doesn't make sense, He knows where He's taking us. He knows where He's taking you. Rest in Him. Rest and trust in His promises. He is not a liar, and He does not fail. If He promised something to you, trust that promise. You got this, Mama. I love you. You're not alone in your feeling of failure, burnout, and defeat. This is not the end. Don't give up now. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. You have a future. God has a purpose for your life. Whether you know what that is or not, He has it. He did not put you here on accident. He has created you for a reason. He has given you gifts and dreams and ambitions and goals and visions for a reason. And He will not fail. Trust Him. And because He doesn't fail, if you put your trust and rest in Him, you will not fail. If you missed the signups for Restored Mama Method, I know, so sad. It's okay. I know the signups have closed a bit ago, and it won't be happening again for at least a year. All depends on the twins, so I don't want to give like a specific date. I don't know when it's going to happen. I am just waiting to see what happens because I don't know what to expect. This is all new. But I will do it again. Don't worry. But it'll be in 2025 sometime. Probably beginning. I don't want to wait too long. If you're wanting to work through anything, work through your time management, mindset, surrounding your motherhood and marriage, whatever it may be, this is what I do. So you can head over to the Restored Mama website, restoredmama.com, and you can sign up for one of the one-on-one coachings or send me an email if you don't know if I would be good for you, if I could help you with whatever you're going through. Send me an email. We'll talk through it and see before you sign up. It's okay. I want to take you from overwhelmed to thriving, to victorious, to living a joy-filled, hope-filled life, accomplishing the dreams and the visions that God has given you, whatever that looks like in your life. You can't do that when you're overwhelmed and you're bombarded by everything that is on your plate as a mom, as a wife, business owner, whatever it may be. You have so much on your plate and you can't do that alone. I go to a women's life group at my church, and we have recently been taking every other week for one person to teach the rest of the group a skill. I learned how to make a hand-knitted blanket. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. I just started it, and it's going to look so good. But I was the last one to teach before that, and I taught the mamas my main time management skills, and I answered tons of their questions. Many kept saying that they just needed to sit down with me and ask me all the things. Well, that is what I'm here for. I teach you the basics of it all here on the podcast, but everyone's situation and season is different. God has blessed me with the ability to look at a situation and see a simple solution. I'm not here just to solve all your problems, but I am here to help you see it maybe the way God sees it, and to see it in a different perspective, and to give you a different perspective so you can tackle everything that you do with gusto and with success. I have learned from experience and a lot of gentle correction from the Holy Spirit when it comes to adjusting my mindset. So if you need some help, need an outside perspective, if you want to work on your time management or your mindset, your emotions, that's the skills God has given me, and I can help you work through that. I'm here. I have so many tools and resources to help you through it all. I can't wait to talk with you. All right, mama, stay tuned for next episode where we dive more into burnout. I was just there. I feel it. I feel you. I get it. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you liked the episode, please take a moment to leave a review. This helps to get Restored Mama out there into the world to help more mamas like you find the joy and freedom in the restoration God has waiting for them.
If you liked Mama's show, leave a review. It will help her get seen.
I would love to hear your story, where you're at, and what you're hoping to learn and gain from Restored Mama. Send me an email at restoredmamapodcast@gmail.com to fill me in on your journey. I can't wait to hang out with you again next time. Until then, I hope this has blessed you today, and I can't wait to see what God is going to do in your life.